Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then. We've got a dirty dozen for you, including a bit of classic, not actually a Clip of the Week on Talk Sport, but we'll explain a bit more later on. But anyway, kick us off, Andy.
We kick off with Paul Coit on Extra Time with a good recovery.
Some great games. Make sure you listen to us. Talk Sport and Talk Sport 2 across tomorrow. Early breakfast with Adrian Flux.
That was close. Good recovery there from Coity, Adrian Flux. This is Jim White and Simon Jordan talking Seaside Resorts with Breakfast Sam Ellard.
Oh, you're not in a caravan?
No, I'm after my bear, thank you very much.
I know. Why could we not see him in a caravan?
I've never been to Skagness, people. Was there anything wrong with Skagness?
Skagness?
Apart from the fact it's called Skagness, there's nothing wrong with it.
I went to Batlins in Skagness.
Did you go to Batlins in Skagness?
Yeah, it's really
nice.
It's
like a sort of knock-off version of Skagness. Beautiful.
And talking of breakfast, Alan Brazil, Sean made his top boxing guests feel special alongside Gabby Agbon-Lahore.
So there you go, Jack Warrington there.
It's Josh.
Josh was on a few weeks ago.
It's Josh, not Jack.
Well, I've got down here, look.
And I'm calling him Jack.
If it says it here, I'm calling him Jack. Even though, did he think Jack was Josh's brother? Because he said, oh, Josh was on a few weeks. We've had both the Warringtons on recently. Here's Laura Woods. Two different brothers. Here's Laura Woods on one of the big Premier League stories of the week.
Tottenham have parted ways with their manager Antonio Conte 16 months after he took charge. Christine Stellini and Ryan Mason, they're going to pair up.
Christine.
Well, Tottenham's women's team are looking for a coach. So
they are, that's very true.
Christine
could step up. So what's next, Andy?
We're staying with that story, and let's get the sports headlines now with Mark Tyler.
8 days after his extraordinary rant, Antonio Conte is out at Spurs, and Southgate delighted.
No need for that, is there?
What, is he hoping for the job?
Kick a man while he's down. Blimey, Gareth. I don't think he meant that.
No.
This is boxing promoter Callis Sauerland reflecting on Simon Jordan and Eddie Hearn's recent head-to-head.
Let's start with what was a statement from Eddie on this show, which was sort of like throwing a grenade amongst the pigeons and then doing a runner.
Really? Sure, it's a cat. I wouldn't be doing that in Trafalgar Square.
Wouldn't be a great idea. The carnage. Can you imagine that? But just but go with the cat first, and if that doesn't work, then
use the grenade.
Callie just lobbed a grenade in. And on a similar note, here's Simon Jordan.
But the rules are, I can depreciate my players and I'll take the risk. I'm the guy that's left with the baby in the cradle that I might want to throw out with the bathwater if I get it wrong.
He got there in the end.
You don't want to be bathing a baby in a cradle.
In a cradle. It's not a good idea. You've got to soak the cradle, aren't you, really?
It'll warp. Anyway, let's bring you the TalkSport highlight of the week now from breakfast.
Lovely bit of radio, I thought. Beautiful. Alan there. This is Tony Cascarino on Weekend Breakfast talking women's Six Nations with rugby writer Jess Hayden.
And Jess, what about the game today? How did you see Scotland obviously finish second last year in the tournament?
So Scotland, they finished last in the tournament. They didn't win any matches last in the last Six Nations.
Yeah, no would have done, Jess. no one had done that.
Poor old team. Definitely well, stitched up by the producer.
Yeah, he got the wrong info there, Tim, yeah. Didn't he? Yes.
And time now for Carry On Talksport with Laura Woods.
I bought him a coffee. He threw it down himself. I asked him to listen and give his opinion.
I'm sat here uncomfortable, soaking wet, man.
It's horrible, isn't it? I hate being that level of moist.
But there we are, Carry On Talks.
Marvellous.
Andy, why don't you give us the next one?
And finally, it's a warm Clips of the Week welcome to Palace manager Roy Hodgson during his first press conference after returning to the club.
I want people of the quality that we have to show those qualities and not be frightened that they're going to fail in some way. Go out there, be prepared to fail.
Yeah, okay. Be prepared to fail.
Oh,
and it did remind us, and it made us wonder whether Roy was a disciple of the legendary fictional football manager, Alan Latchley, which was brilliantly performed here by the late, great Peter Cook on the Clive Anderson Show back in the 90s. Look at the similarities.
I know apart from your football activities, I know you keep well in touch with football, but you do have, what is it, management seminars you run to apply your methods to other industries?
Yes, I have a course called Dare to Fail.
Yes.
In which people who are ambitious, people who've had some degree of success in life, can come along and see what it's like to be at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
And learn how to get there with pride and dignity intact.
Here we are, the great
it's
Peter
too accurate,
Cook.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Maybe Roy bought the went to the seminar.
I'm going to have to change my Roy impersonation. I need to age it up a bit.
Yeah, I think you do. You're going to have to make it that. It's going to get a bit Mr. Kipling, I think. Anyway, we should thank everybody who suggested clips that were played this week. They were Jeff Coe, Elaine Barlow, Alan Jenkins, Scully, Roy Thomas, Roger Indara, Niall M. Oliver, Gaz Olden, W.G. Dickens, Zoogie the Gooner, Old Clumsy, Steve Langdon, and Ian Wyatt. So if you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next week, please do send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 or tweet to TSH&J. As always, we need a day and a time when you heard it go out so we can pinpoint the clip you're talking about. And if it's played, you'll get a credit. You can hear the clips of the week at your leisure, as a podcast, just go and put in TalkSport Clips of the Week wherever you get your podcast. And also the H&J Daily, which features the best bits of any afternoon show. There's a whole back catalogue of those available as well wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.